Sitter Snippet Series is sponsored generously by our dear friends, the Sacco family, in honor of the patriarch of the family, Joseph Sacco's 50th year outside is January. Today's snippet is sponsored by Autumn Lido Mail, in honor of the 25th wedding anniversary of Aviva and Tyler Beerley. Happy anniversary. And by Penny and Robert Perlman, in memory of Seymour Meltzer's year outside, the father of Penny Perlman. We're up to the final pasuk of the opening paragraph of Shema, Uchzavtam al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Again, when learning Shema in the context of the Sitter, we could speak for weeks, for months, for years about each of the psukim of Shema. So we'll try to just touch on some kavana, some of the thoughts that we can have to be able to recite Shema mindfully in the morning and in the evening. You should write them on the doorposts of your house and on bisharecha, on your gateways as well. What is uchsavtam? You should write them. What is the them that you're meant to write? So we know the mezuzah has the paragraph of Shema inside of it. And Rav Hirsch in his Siddur writes that the doorposts and the entrances bear the inscription as what is meant to govern our thoughts and our actions. And by doing that, by the threshold, the doorway, the entrance to our home or to the important places of our life, we have these themes and these values. Rav Hirsch says we consecrate our private activities and places. We realize that not only our actions, our thoughts, the places themselves become transformed, the places themselves are elevated and are made holy by what ideas we have as we enter into them. The Rambam in Hilchos Mezuzah, in Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel, easy to remember, Hilchos Mezuzah 6:13. The Rambam writes, Chayev Adam lehizar ben mezuzah mipnei shichovas hakol tamid. The Rambam describes the mezuzah in certain glowing terms that are unusual or uncharacteristic for the Rambam. He says a person is obligated to be careful, be vigilant and scrupulous when it comes to the mezuzah, because we always bear that obligation. If a person has a home, if we have a place of residence, he needs to continuously and consistently have a mezuzah. Because mancha ikanes v'yetze yivka b'yichad Hashem shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and every time we enter and we leave, we encounter the divine. The idea is, the idea of the mezuzah. One should never make the mistake of thinking religious activity is relegated to shul, to the base medrash. It's a shir. But once I leave, when I go into my home, it's secular, profane, it's mundane. I go into my office, it's secular activity. For a Jew, the presence of the mezuzah at the threshold and the crossroads into those places reminds us that we take those values and we take that vision, we take those ideas and those ideals into each of those places. It's not just some fluffy, nice idea in 2021. The Rambam is writing this in Hilchos Mezuzah. Kozman she'ikonos v'yetze, whenever you enter and exit, yifka, you encounter, you tap into, we touch the mezuzah, and the values of the mezuzah should touch us back. V'yizkor ahavaso, we remember Hashem's love. The pasuk in Shema that is in the mezuzah, v'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, and we defined it. One of the ways we defined it, Rabbi Akiva Eger, was we reciprocate the love Hashem has for us. We feel His love, and we reciprocate that love. So when a person touches that mezuzah, when we remember that we're entering a place in which Hashem showers us with His love and affection, v'yeor mishnaso, the Rambam uses very similar language to the language he uses where else? Hilchos Shofar. And the Rambam talks about the significance of the shofar. He says the shofar is an alarm. Shofar wakes us up. It screams, Ye'er Mishnaso, wake up. Arouse yourself from your slumber, from your sleep. Bahavle Azman. In other words, many people walking in or going out of their home are sleepwalking through life. If you look literally today, you see people walking in or out of their home on their device. Their thumbs are working, their fingers scrolling, they're talking on the phone, and they're entering to a sacred, consecrated place, or they're going out to encounter the world with a sense of mission. But instead of embracing and mindfully living that life, too many are sleepwalking. So the Rambam writes, very similar language to Hilchos Shofar, that the mezuzah should be an alarm, it should wake us up, it should make us remember, stop sleepwalking. And stop wasting time. You're going into your home. Get off the phone. You're going out of your home. What do you want to think about? What should inspire or charge your day? And there is nothing, and there is no one that we need other than Hashem, the rock. So we see that mezuzah. It doesn't look like every other doorway. It doesn't look like the entrance to Publix or the gym or whatever department store. A Jewish home has a mezuzah because it reminds us to wake up. Stop wasting time. Stop sleepwalking through life. Stop allowing momentum to carry you. Stop being a creature and a function of habit. But wake up and take your life back. And the Rambam then quotes from our great sages that we have a tradition, a person who's wearing tefillin, a person who wears tzitzis, and a person who has a mezuzah on their home, lo yechta. What does that mean? We know that's not true. There are many, and if we're honest, including ourselves, who are wearing tzitzis right now, who put on tefillin this morning, and they have a kosher mezuzah hanging on our home. What do you mean, muchzak shelo yechta? We make mistakes. We come up short. We have indiscretions. So what does the Rambam mean? He means, shariyeshlo mazkirin rabim. It means that we are surrounding ourselves by angels. What are the angels in a Jew's life? For the Rambam, they're not some mystical, some abstract. For the Rambam, the angels are the tools, the stimuli that help remind us what matters, what's important, that help keep us grounded, keep us centered, help anchor us. If we start our day with tefillin, our head and our heart, we spoke about the two satellite dishes to pick up the signal. If we start our day and throughout the day wear the tzitzis, we are surrounded by the 613 mitzvahs, the tzitzis, the reminder are on our finger. If our home, our spaces are sacred, the mezuzah reminds what we should think about on our way in and when we go out, then we will be so inspired, then we will be spared and saved from sin. It doesn't mean literally, but it means that this is the best that we can do to be able to create an environment which will lift us and to avoid. We'll continue tomorrow night when the tour, when Rabbi Yankov Rasher quotes the halach in Hilchos Mezuzah, Yoridei Siman Reish Peihei, he says something outstanding. He says something very extraordinary, difficult to understand. But he says that it's a skula for our homes, and our homes being safe is more important than our Arichas Yomim in our lives. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.